We point north for our GeoQuiz today. Now, north is relative, of course. The northernmost active volcano is in Norway. The northernmost coral atoll is in Hawaii. The northernmost golf course is said to be in Canada's Northwest Territories. So in that northerly spirit, we'd like you to name today the northernmost country in Central America. This is the country's national anthem, Land of the Free. This place has a mix of Afro-Caribbean and Central American cultures. You can hear Creole and Spanish there, though English is the official language. So, can you match the country to the anthem? Well, some of you already did in our GeoQuiz texting game. Omar in Manhattan, you were fast. Kwambe in Bayview, South Carolina, and Daniela in Bitter Lake, Washington, you all got it right. So, think the rest of you know your geography? Then play along. Text GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz to 69866. Our answer is on the way. It's Independence Day in the Central American country of Belize today, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Belize gained independence from the British 30 years ago. So to help get into the spirit, here's a little of the country's national anthem.
O land of the free by the Caribbean Sea, our manhood we pledge to thy liberty.
Now you notice the song is in English there, the country's official language, but it's not the mother tongue of most Belizeans. English-based Creole is the lingua franca there. And one Belizean says it's about time the national anthem reflect that. Amy Bracken has the story.
If you go down a path behind a tool and parts shop in Punta Gorda, you'll likely find Lila Vernon sitting in her garden. Lila Vernon is a household name in Belize. She's known as the Queen of Brookdown. It's a popular rural Belizean dance music. She's won awards from the government of Belize and the Queen of England, promoting her culture at home and abroad.
That's me right here. When I went to Germany.
She's also known for her protest songs.
Blackness in the sunrise, we are out in the fields, absorbed by our masters so we won't flee. We tile from the dawning.
Vernon is now 60. She likes to talk about her hobbies, organic gardening and canning, but she hasn't given up writing songs. In fact, she's been tinkering with the national anthem.
O land of the free by the Caribbean Sea, we courage we pledge to make you free. No tyrants can stay when no enemies are forgotten. For this a peaceful place of democracy. I shouldn't say alpha, I should say ah.
Belize's national anthem is called Land of the Free. The lyrics were written by a Belizean soldier, Samuel Alfred Haynes, in 1963. Haynes fought for the British in World War I, but soon after led a riot protesting racism at home. When Belize gained independence in 1981, his song became the new country's anthem. But the song is in a formal English, so a few years back, Vernon decided to translate Haynes's words into Creole.
So I'm doing this for my ethnic people here in Belize, mainly, so that they could understand what, you know, what is going on, what went on, why we're celebrating.
Belizean Creole is a mix of English and African languages, and the Creole here transcends ethnicity. It's spoken by the Garifuna, three Mayan tribes, Mestizos, Mennonites, East Indians, and Chinese, as well as ethnic Creoles.
When you come to Belize, the first thing you need to understand that the Creole language binds all the ethnic people together here. And they have to speak Creole so that they can communicate with another group. You know, so that makes the whole thing unique, very unique.
Vernon says after independence, school children sang Land of the Free just as they had sung God Save the Queen under British rule, with little thought or understanding.
I personally, you know, used to sing the anthem, but I didn't pay much attention to the words, you know, until after translating it to Creole, then I said, but this is a very serious protest song.
The final verse of the song says, freedom will come tomorrow afternoon.
Meaning that we are not free yet. You know, that got to me. That really, you know, that got to my brain. And I say, oh, when will we be free then? Until tomorrow afternoon. That means we are still under the whip then, in other words. No, but just a gesture, you know. We make our decision for ourselves. It all depends on what you think about freedom.
I ask her if the Belizean people are free now. She says yes, but they also live in poverty, and she blames the legacy of British colonial rule for that.
But I do believe the rippling effect of slavery is taking a toll in Belize.
She's referring to a recent rise in violence in Belize City. She says her country needs economic opportunities, but she also believes in the power of embracing one's culture.
We can start again.
Okay.
Sure. Wait, just because of our power,
ready?
Her Creole national anthem is slated to air on Belizean radio today for the first time. For The World, I'm Amy Bracken. Just so you know, Lila Vernon is off the grid in Belize. She doesn't have a computer, she doesn't have a record label either, but she would love to know what you think of her music. Let us and Lila know by posting your thoughts and comments at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. We're back tomorrow.